USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I strongly believe that most people don't want to leave home, and when they do, it is because either they are fleeing some harm or because they cannot provide for the basic necessities of their family.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in El Paso, Texas today on her visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris again saying she's trying to truly tackle immigration and deal with why illegal immigrants are leaving Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries of Central America. The mayor of Miami-Dade says officials still have hope they will find survivors from the partial collapse of a high-rise condo near Miami Beach. At least four people are dead and 159 others are unaccounted for as crews search. Rescuers continue to focus on an area where sounds were heard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The Justice Department is suing Georgia over its new voting laws, alleging it violates federal voting rights. Georgia's Election Integrity Act, which was passed on a party-line vote and signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp in late March, contains a slew of changes to election laws in the state. Worth noting, the law does expand early voting. Microsoft says their latest operating system will be available later in 2020.
Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Plans to bring our troops home from Afghanistan continue to be worked out. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghan's 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the Speaker has not spoken to him about a select committee to investigate the Capitol breach on January 6th.
Question that you're referring to asked if I would talk to you about it. I have no problem talking to anybody about it.
The California Republican criticizing Pelosi for limiting the scope of any investigation. He says the Good Friday attack that killed one officer should also be looked at. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.